Audio Morning Brief for the U.S. Grain Market, 7:05 a.m. Eastern Time, July 14th. We're winding up the week, and we're back to a weather market, okay? And most of the time, people assume weather market means bullish. The corn market did something that really the model didn't see, I didn't see. You knew it was a possibility. We knew it from a risk management point of view. We had to consider that, looking over shoulder, but there was really nothing there to say. What it is that they've gotten bulled up here on the idea of a heat dome. Now, the 6 to 10-day forecast and the 8 to 14-day forecast offers heat, but you know, it's starting out over the next week or so, really a Western U.S. story. It's not even a wheat belt story, the plains story. It's not a corn belt story. But they see the temperatures rising, and they can see that heat dome moving from the west to the east, so eventually they think it gets into the corn belt. Well, if it will hang in there and last more than a week, it may well work, and we may get some hot temps. In addition, if we're going to start drying out as it's moving along, or the dryness comes in ahead of the heat, which is what may help make it hotter, okay? Then you can see how this could escalate. In addition, we already knew the corn market was beaten up way too much, washed things out, but we had to assume it's still lower in August. And you know what? Maybe where I'm going to be a fool, maybe the model's going to be foolish, and this is up and away, and we're going to have record corn prices later this year. It's going to be that big of a disaster this month next, but the model's saying, forget it, that's not happening, it's not there. This is a knee-jerk reaction on the way going lower in August, and it's basically just saying, prove us wrong. It's not seeing enough on a risk management basis to say, wow, let's just err on the side. It's going to get real bullish, okay? It's going to get real. It's not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. So if you want to do that, go for it. I wish you well. I hope you make a lot of money. But my money is no longer in the grains. It's back. It's not even in any commodities because I don't care about playing the downside now. I can make a lot more money in the stock market, and I'm out, okay? However, my job, and you're paying me, is keep working on these commodities, do the best I can. We always do the best. I mean, I'm a born-again analyst. It doesn't matter if I don't invest in certain things or trade them. I work that hard at them as though I am trading, okay? I put my trader hat on as a mindset of that, and I've been a professional trader for 30 years, okay? So what I have here is that I warned you, if the September corn takes out $5 before I get that level 3 bottom, we're wrong. Well, we were wrong. We started a level three downtrend. And here's the weird thing. It's actually what we call a level 3B, okay, dating from July 5th to July 12th. Now, normally level 3Bs don't work that well in the corn market. They work fairly well in the stock market. They work fairly well in soybeans, soy meal. That's about it. But we're aware of them. They have a little subtle influence. They kind of help for a little additional timing of the level three. So it's in the model, but we just don't talk about it, okay? If that's a level 3B only as of the low of this week, ideally this market should return to 480s into a level three bottom next week. But it may not do that until next week when maybe they wake up, the weather changed on them. This could be a later than desired last minute level three top. It could be that we're looking at very choppiness where they slam it down next week only to slam it right back up the same week or the next week. This could be more of range trade here as maybe weather flips and flops and whatever, okay? This could get complicated. So we're not saying we want to really be bearish here off this level three top because we fully understand that a heat dome, this is the first one, in my opinion, this year. And it's showing it may stick around 8 to 14 days. It's showing it may not really cause that much problems in the northern central corn belt in the east. It's showing we can actually get some normal rains even. It's not showing all that dry. But it could develop. That's what the market is saying. You beat this up enough that even if there's a little bit of a chance of some kind of bullish weather story, let's go for it. But I think they're going to be cautious how high they pay. Any rate, for the moment, let's err on the side. This market is going higher for a week and a half. Let's err on the side that the target I gave you a few days ago is now valid. I was kind of shocked. It's still 517 to about 528, but I can increase it to maybe 530, 533, a bit more to the upside. That's about it. And now run your Fibonacci retracements to the downside. Consider the 50% rule that is going to go back up halfway, stuff like that. And keep in mind that the 532 daily slow stochastic is mid-range, and it is narrow spread, so it can do any damn thing it wants to. This market can go up or down. The indicator really isn't acting that bullish. But the point is, it started to give a false sell signal, basically, and then is now flipping back, just starting to be on a buy signal. It may move from mid-range to overbought. And yet, if you see it trade back below the overnight low of today of 491, especially sharply lower, that could easily flip back and say it was just a sucker's move. I want to go lower after all. And then it can go all the way down to oversold, and it can fully retrace the bounce yesterday and today. In the meantime, we're going to say be cautious because we have a fundamental news development. News gets sometimes people more emotional than actual data, like supply and demand, S&Ds. S&Ds get people excited the day of the report, and that's about it. It's then subtle information that somewhat excites them on a longer-term basis. But news like this is an entirely different story. It can get them very excited and for several days, okay? And get them very emotional. It's time to crank up the emotion, okay? And you got people that are feeling stung right now, including myself, of it violated a low, and they were just saying, there's no hope for this market's going lower, and all of a sudden, oops, changed their mind, we got to trade the weather. So it's trading weather, but that weather may go away in just a few days, a week and a half. So we still question the idea it's going up gigantic amounts. Don't believe it at the moment. We want more information and willing to miss out, so I'm giving you the warnings, and I think the model signals can still help you, even though the model and myself are not that bullish, okay? You can be more bullish and still find value in what we're doing. We're trying not to get in your way, okay? We don't want to miss out either, all right? We want to be accurate. We want to be correct, okay? All right, any rate, the additional downside for the moment is on the back burner for the September corn. Now, in the September soybeans, and I just realized I've got the wrong chart. We need to convert that to daily and need to zoom in. Sorry about this. All right, on the daily chart, the model is showing a variety of scenarios. And I think we're just going to err on the side. It's probably higher next week some, but it may only be for a day or two. Maybe all of next week. We don't know. We're flipping more into trend following mode. And we're just saying be cautious if it trades back below the overnight low of today at 1384.5 for September beans. But that could be a trap because the five-day average is there. It may be best to give the bulls a chance until it starts trading near yesterday's low at 1353.5. Because really, if it pulls back near today's low and below a little bit below the five-day average, that's really inside of a recent two-day range or something, or even 5-7 days. That could be meaningless information. It could just easily turn right around and move higher. Now, for upside objectives, we think you want to dial in something along the lines of 1431 to 1460 for the September right now. I'm not that confident of it. I'm just throwing it out there. It's something to consider. If it trades below this week's low at 1352 1/3, not a good sign for your bulls. The daily indicator is moving up nicely from mid-range. It's halfway from mid-range to overbought. It's got a little wider spread than the corn, so it's acting just a little more bullish here. All right, it is signaling somewhat lingering near-term upside momentum next 1 to 3 days. Well, that would be Monday, Wednesday. The model's fine with that, and it may top right then and there, but the model has other scenarios when it may stay up all of next week. Again, got to follow that weather now, all right, and follow the charts. That's about the two things you only need right now. Exports are terrible. China isn't going to give us business. Some people are worried they're going to even give us less business in the future, but that stuff does not matter. Brazil has all the soybeans you want to feed the world. That doesn't matter right now, okay? And the rest of the world, yes, the economy's recovering, demand's improving, but not fast enough to drive prices higher, and it's not going to for quite some time, I don't think, but that does not matter right now. The dollar's down, that might matter a little more as an additional excuse to buy, but it's not good thinking, it's just an excuse. It should not matter right now. It's weather and it's charts. And in the right today, it's bullish, okay? But I don't trust it because I don't trust the weather. But it's bullish, all right? What else can I tell you? I think I want to switch right to the weekly now here and try to give some, well, now I've done it. I've got, I guess I had the right chart to begin with. Give me a second. Flip that back to the weekly. Guess I need more coffee this morning. Okay, the weekly chart. Fascinating. Negative week reversal. My gosh, chartists must have thought this thing is over and done with. And the very next week, the market said, nah, I changed my mind. Forget that. I was just toying with you, faking you out. It's fascinating. So I'm very convinced. Level 3 bottom this week, even though it doesn't make necessarily, it's not the best looking bottom, okay? And it certainly was an abrupt turn to just turn bullish, all right? They weren't that smart. They really didn't see this heat dome to make that bottom. They saw the heat dome after already bounced some. Someone put it up just for kicks. And then we got the news, so it's no longer just for kicks. They're taking it serious. We got additional buying, so you better be cautious of being bearish here. I'm bearish in August, but I'm telling myself, backpedal a little bit, be cautious. So they're probably going to take out last week's high, okay, at 1412, and you got to consider they might run it up near the December 26 high at 1457.5. And we can come up with some other crazy targets all the way to $15, but we'd like to take it one step at a time, and I've already given you some of those steps. But here's something, you bulls, if you're getting really brave and saying, aha, you know, we knew you bears were wrong, you know? Well, no, this was kind of luck from weather, and you better take it seriously if it trades below the low of this week at 1339.75 for the September. Now, I'm looking at the weekly chart here. I probably gave you the wrong number here a minute ago. Because this market is overbought on a weekly chart. That indicator is saying we have the right to look for a top, put some faith in the model. This could be a sucker's move, just an emotional thing. It could be very real and correct on a very short-term basis, but not so smart on an intermediate to long-term basis, okay? So follow it. That's how I view myself. I'm a trend follower. I'm going to be very aggressive. It's going to be kind of timing plus trend following. And try to stay out of the way of the thing at least. If not, try to make something out of it. I hope I'm helping you to make something out of it if you want to be bullish. If you're not bullish and you're frustrated with this thing and give a damn less about it and prefer to sell it, you just got to be cautious, be patient. Hope to get it just as high as you can, then sell it, all right? But at any rate, I think it'll be over and done with if it takes out this week's low sometime now into August. And there is some decent downside potential, okay? It can return to 1350 to about 1250 for the September even, okay? And November could take us on down to 12 along with the cash index later on. All right, at any rate, we're still looking for the level one top, and we've said for weeks, maybe months, we got to give it all the way to July 17th. Well, here we go, okay? We're going to see that very soon here, okay? And we want to look for it. I think next week, much like the stock market even and many other commodities, we're probably looking for anywhere from very short-term to intermediate kind of signal for many things next week that might lead to some selling here. So we'll want to stay out of the way of this, give it a chance, and I don't have anything else for risk management. I mean, the most important thing is the bulls need to keep it above 1339.75, and that's well below us. That's kind of late to sell. But unfortunately, I can't help you finding a sell signal right here, right now, so that you get a higher price before it goes to 1339 to signal, yes, we got to be bearish, all right? It's just not here. So follow the bulls, follow the weather, and follow your very short-term charts, in my opinion. Nothing else to say there, but it is overbought. It is warning. The upside ought to be rather limited. We have a right to look for a sell signal. Now, it is working on a false sell signal. We had a false sell signal last week. If it takes out last week's high, it was a false sell signal. It looks like it's going to do it. And even if it doesn't, I think some people would say, yeah, it was a false sell signal. All right, so it's bullish. It's given us some problems. But now that it's had one sell signal, the odds greatly increase the next sell signal would win. But I've seen times when the stochastic gave us two false sell signals going into level two, level one tops. And where that's what we're due for. We're actually due for both of them at the same time. Makes it more important, okay? Who knows? Maybe we're going to have to wait till late July because we got the weather story and then they sell it in August, okay? And so we got another false sell signal coming first. Problem is, this next one could stick. The probability and odds are higher still. All right, now let's flip to the wheat market here. And on the wheat market, very good action. And on the wheat market, unfortunately, I knew it could bottom ahead of corn, but it can't bottom this week, so it doesn't matter. It's still off the market. It looks like we missed it. Now, this could be a volatile level four swing, and it looks a little, I got to adjust this chart here and see some of these patterns. You know something? It could still be a level three top, even as of early next week. That's fascinating, and didn't really see that coming, and the model will probably point that out to me today on into Monday. But I'm a little nervous that the trade is that weather situation is going to hang around in the next week and they're going to keep them bullish. So I think we need to assume a level three bottom occurred early and it should have. It's a minor rule violation, but we got to throw in with the fundamental traders, the news traders, and go with it. All right. And maybe we'll just learn this is just a 1-3 day bounce out of all these markets and then down next week because the weather flipped. But I'm just concerned this time around that heat dome looks like it can hang in there for a while. So I'm going to stick with the idea the last level three top was July 11th. We're going to call a level three bottom in place just to be safe. Maybe we're going to get faked out and they slam it down next week. But I will do that. And then the point is, in the next few days, anytime next week, if it takes out that July 11th high at 665 and a quarter, we need to consider it's going higher still because it can go higher into the following week. It can go higher 1.5-2 weeks from now. That could get interesting. We all know how wheat can overnight just turn into a great bull or a great bear. Now, the daily stochastic setup in harmonious action, even a positive divergence, I warned of that. It was extremely oversold. It bounced and then came down to just oversold while the market went to a new low. That is a classic technical price-only pattern. The volume was in favor, or at least wasn't against it. Open interest at least wasn't against it. So the bottom line is we could have some technical traders that could get quite bulled up now that they've also heard of this weather news and looking at the strength in corn. All right, they could get really bulled up off of this technical stuff. So if it takes out that high I just gave you, for all I know, it can go to 680 to 730s even. But for the moment, we're projecting that it's probably not going to $7. Okay. And as we zoom out, we still have this issue. All three markets ought to be lower by August. But maybe this is going to be one of the first times, maybe in 10 years, that it just didn't work because weather turned extremely bullish in July and August. But we're not seeing that. And the more I dig into weather, it's just not there. This is not the year for that cyclical crop problem and the Gleisberg and everything else everybody's throwing out there. However, we got ourselves a heat dome. So maybe that's the clue. We're going to get surprised, okay? Let's make sure we don't get slapped side to head, either way being too bullish or too bearish or whatever here. But try to remain calm about this. But at the moment, they're going to trade it. It's a weather market. And let's give them a chance. Just realize it could be a fake out too. But we got to give them a chance and try to get out of the way of this thing. And so even for the wheat, I'll give them a chance to put the price higher next week as well. There is a level four bottom due Monday, Tuesday time frame in there. So somebody's going to sell something there, but it may be just a hesitation before going higher. I don't want to try to time that for you and mislead you here. I will say it is possible it tops today for level four on wheat. That might be a clue that they're excited, but they're not going to get that excited on this weather stuff. At the moment, though, let's err on the side. We got a weather story. So watch the weather minute by minute and your charts minute by minute. That's what we're up against here. Past results are not necessarily indicative futures. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you.